Good morning, Spiritus. My name is Megan, and I have to be honest and share that I am absolutely terrified to be speaking up here. I'm a high school teacher by trade, and while that should have prepared me for public speaking, my occasionally attentive audience is all under the age of 19 and much less intimidating than this crowd. I will try my best. My husband, Mike, and I were married in Spiritus in 2010 by Father Jim, and we now attend with our two daughters, Ella and Bryn. Ella is our oldest. She's 12, smart, incredibly kind, funny, creative, and a talented cellist and dancer. Bryn is our youngest. She's 9, smart, determined, loving, a wonderful dancer and tumbler, and a caring friend with an entrepreneurial spirit. When Reverend Myra and Reverend Seely called and asked me to speak this weekend, I was surprised and caught off guard. While my first instinct was to make up an excuse and politely decline, it's next to impossible to say no to a pastor, much less two. So here I am. I thought to myself, what could I possibly have to say about being a mother, as I still feel new to this role and still often feel like I don't know what I'm doing? But maybe that's the point. Maybe we never feel completely confident in anything we're doing because we are always growing, being pushed, and moving past our comfort zone. I thought maybe I have learned something valuable to share in my 12 years of being a mom. So I set off to brainstorm what being a mother means to me. I started listing the first things that came to mind and enlisted the help of some of the coolest moms I know, a group of women I met in college who have become my forever people as we raise our kids together. Perhaps many of you will find our list relatable. Being a mom is being permanently tired, eating cold meals or leftover nuggets off your kids' plates, reading just one more book at bedtime, being an Uber driver to sports, rehearsals, and activities, packing, unpacking, and repacking backpacks and lunchboxes, applying Band-Aids, ice packs, and kisses, knowing everyone's favorite color cup and who likes the crust and who doesn't, slowly counting to three, making mistakes, apologizing, and doing better next time. Celebrating that you've made it to bedtime, and then being glued to the video monitor because you miss them so much. Answering, what can I do? What can I eat? And are we there yet? Over and over. Knowing all the lyrics to Moana, Frozen, Encanto, and the theme song to Bluey. Reminding people to brush their teeth. Being in charge of everyone's emotional regulation, negotiating outfits and shoes, feeling guilty, wiping tears and giving hugs, wearing a million hats at a time, an incredibly fulfilling role filled with so much joy and love, and my favorite, your heart living outside your body. The day-to-day parts of being a mother are a lot. However, having the privilege to care for a life is pretty incredible. I can't even put into words the experience of holding and looking at my daughters when they were born. Complete awe and wonder. And it's not a feeling that goes away. I still feel that often when I watch them laugh, accomplish a new skill, meet a new goal, make a witty comment, and every time they say, I love you. That love and connection I felt from the moment I met them was a profound and life-changing love. While not all roads lead to motherhood, and there are many different paths to motherhood, I am so grateful that my path led me to my girls. The joy and fulfillment that comes from the wonder and awe is one of the biggest blessings I've experienced as a mom. Every turn in the road has a new surprise and challenge, some incredible, like watching my babies laugh for the first time, or my girls learn to read, and others more difficult, like caring for them when they're sick, or hurt, or struggling to navigate friendships or school. I am a person who likes to plan and be in control. Motherhood has pushed me to be more flexible and give in to the wonder of it all and realize I don't have a ton of control and I definitely don't have all the answers. Kids sometimes ask the wildest questions. I'll never forget my oldest, when she was about 4 or 5, asking me, "How do I know if I'm real?" As I struggled to put together some meaningful response to her pretty deep question, she then proceeded to say, "What if we are all Barbies and someone is playing with us?" Well, that just blew my mind. I mean, how do you even respond to that as a parent? Kids question and challenge us in the best of ways, and nothing totally prepares you for this. It is a truly humbling experience and helps you learn to let go a bit. I'm still working on this. And realize that there are more questions than answers, and that's okay. As I've navigated the waters of motherhood, I've never been so grateful to my friends and other moms in my life who are living it too. They just get it. To have people to vent to laugh with, to share the ridiculous stories that come out of day-to-day life, and to go to for advice is so important. While social media does have its downfalls, it has created a forum for moms to not feel alone. I often enjoy funny videos that other moms post to show the chaos of parenting, and I can relate. There is strength in community. It is comforting to be seen and to know that you are not alone in the lows and to have a cheering section to celebrate the wins. Being a mom has taught me to value my friendships and the support that the community provides more than ever. A quick text to check in or receiving a funny meme is all it takes to know that you are not alone. This obviously doesn't just apply to motherhood, but for me, I have learned about the need for community through my experience as a mom. In March of 2013, I vividly remember being wheeled out of Strong Memorial Hospital after giving birth to my oldest, with her in the car seat carrier on my lap, thinking that I couldn't believe they were going to allow us to take her home by ourselves. We had no experience or qualifications and both felt terrified. Talk about being thrown into the deep end without a swim test or class. And while there may be something natural or innate about being a parent, it is still so hard. And I think that's often where we are lucky if we have good models or community to lean on. I know my own mother, who is here today, was a huge grounding source for me as I learned how to be a mom. She taught me to trust myself, and I never felt judged by her as I found my way. She still does that for me now, 12 years later. Beyond my own experience in the role of mom, I have had 40 years of closely watching, observing, and experiencing the love of a mother with my own mom. My mom, Kathy, is the most giving, caring, kind, funny, dependable, and loving woman I know. She cared for my brother, sister, and I with her whole heart growing up and has never stopped cheering us on, supporting us, and celebrating our lives. In my first year and a half of being a mom, my mom helped me and was present to make memories with my daughter, all while being the primary caretaker of my father, who was terminally ill. I didn't know how she did it, or still how she does it, but there is nothing that stops my mom from loving and being there for those she loves. As a child, my mother never missed a concert or performance we were in. She played with us, spent hours reading to us, took us swimming, made healthy lunches and dinners every day, worked evenings at the hospital getting very little sleep so she could be with us at home during the day, made those heart-shaped pancakes on Valentine's Day, got to know our friends, and always led by example. She is my biggest role model, a constant source of strength, a good listener, sounding board, and advice giver. My mom's love is proof of unconditional love. It steadies me when I feel lost and is what made me want to be a mom. There has never been a moment in my life that I did not feel the security of my mother's love. I know how blessed I am to have had that be my experience. To watch my mom as a grandma is truly amazing. I know she is just as in love with my girls as my husband and I are. Referred to as Grammy Happy, a very fitting name for a woman who loves to laugh, be silly, and spread love and joy, my mom continues to support my family and I. She arrives at our house every morning by 6:30 a.m. to get our girls ready for the bus while we go to work. She creates special memories with my girls, like their annual campout, which involves a lot of laughing, ghost stories, and chasing each other around in the yard with flashlights in the dark. She helps me in my garden, chats with me on the phone every day on my ride home from work, takes my dog for walks, leaves yummy meals at my house after a long day, and is always present and active in our lives. She continues to mother me as I learn to be a mother. I am still learning every day as my girls go through different stages in life and new challenges and exciting moments present themselves. I am pushed to be flexible, to grow, and to learn. There are still moments I feel like I did 12 years ago when I wonder how in the world the hospital was going to let me take home a baby. But again, I lean on community, my network of friends, my mom and other family supports, my husband, and my ever-changing and growing spiritual relationship with God. We learn by watching those who mother around us, those who show us how to wipe our tears and stand back up, those who show us how to comfort ourselves, others, and be kind to ourselves, those who show us how to sacrifice. I've learned from my friends, my mother, and my own children how to grow as a person and as a mom. With over a decade of experience as a mother, I have more questions and less answers, more stories and memories that make me smile than I did before. I'm more tired and stressed, with a lovely new collection of white hairs that my youngest enjoys pointing out. But I am more grateful than ever for community, and am more in awe of my own mother every day. I have more reverence for life and have more faith than I did before. When preparing for today, I struggled to figure out how to articulate the connection between my experience as a mother to church, Jesus, and God. But then I realized that an experience rooted in unconditional love, community, gratitude, awe, and wonder is deeply spiritual. It is Jesus' teachings, and it is how we walk through life with God. As Jesus says in the gospel, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." We follow Jesus as he shepherds us through life with love, the love of mothers, fathers, children, family, and friends. To me, Mother's Day is a time to honor and appreciate the profound love that exists in this human experience between mother and child. What an awesome gift from God. I am so blessed to have this love with my mom and daughters and to get to mother and be mothered by the best. So to all those who mother, the moms, grandmas, aunts, cousins, friends, teachers, and anyone I've missed, happy Mother's Day.